Talked a lot about Luka, who may very well miss tonight's game. Heck, he might have missed it anyway with load management these days because it's back-to-back. But he picked up his 16th technical on Sunday, so he is facing a suspension tonight. Well, here to talk about it on the Ticket Hotline with us is Luka Doncic. Good morning, Luka.
Oh, boy. I like it better when you guys want to talk to me after a bunch of wins.
That's Luka?
Luka, we hear you after games all the time, and you don't sound like this. Are you putting on a voice for us?
No, this is my real voice now. I've lived here for years, man.
Got the Texas accent.
I don't put on an accent when I'm on with you. In fact, I'd say that that the putting on the accent, in fact, there's two things I put on every basketball season. That's an Eastern European accent and post-game interviews and 30 pounds before the season.
Well, stop it, I guess.
Man, I just can't get into it, man. Basketball just ain't my thing anymore.
What is?
I'm getting into steer roping and monster truck racing.
You're into that?
Totally. Well, you can see I ain't into basketball. It's got to be something I'm into because it sure ain't basketball.
Well, I mean, you're putting up good numbers.
Eh, I don't know about that.
No, they are still.
I could do. I mean, my potential is much higher.
Yeah.
What I think.
Yeah, we
but
think that
I'm
too.
I'm all distracted because I'm getting into. Tell you something else I'm getting into. Barbecue, man.
Yeah.
I put on a pork butt this morning. Should be ready in about 8 hours.
You're smoking meats, huh?
Smoking meats. Absolutely.
Well, but the Mavericks are paying you a lot of money to be into basketball.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, will y'all do me a favor?
Okay.
Will y'all tell Kyrie Irving that he ain't that great?
Really?
I mean, he parades around here like he's won a title and played with LeBron or something.
Well,
but just
he kind of did.
Tell me he ain't that great. What?
Yeah, he did. He did both.
Oh, my. Well, I can see both sides. Slippery slope. Anyway, he still thinks the earth is flat, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that goes to show you right there. I mean, his cornbread ain't done in the middle. Right?
Pretty good attitude there.
Well, you do have a Texas attitude.
I'm trying to bag on my Mavs, Ken, but come on.
Man, I'm afraid you guys are going to miss the playoffs now.
I'm still talking about the earth being flat.
Okay, keep going.
The earth ain't flat, man. Neither are these Texas women. God, you got some great women here. I mean, have you seen some of them tig old biddies in the stockyards?
Luka, please.
I'm sorry I forgot that joke. I wrote it.
Yeah, that's right. These Texas women, I mean, they got big ones, man. Yeah. So does my mom. What's that?
Oh, Luka. Good night.
At least you sound like you're in a good mood. You haven't looked like you've been in a good mood.
Because I live here in Texas, because okay. I feel like I'm home, right? I'm now a full-blown Texan. Now, am I in a good mood because I play for the Mavs? No blanking way.
Well, what's wrong with playing for the Mavs?
Oh, man, you got Mark Cuban jumping up and down like a JV cheerleader, whether we win or lose. It just bugs me.
I can see how that'd be distracting.
Jason Kidd's the worst coach I ever played with.
Whoa.
Gosh.
Outside of Rick Carlisle.
Both here with the Mavs, yeah.
So I'm a little unhappy with that. And plus, man, I'm a little bit pissed, and I have to admit I've been in a bad mood, and I kind of indicated that on Friday when I was talking to somebody. I said that to the press.
Uh-huh.
That there's a lot of stuff going on in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't been so good.
Yeah.
I guess I can tell you what it is. My truck got broken into the other night.
It did.
Someone stole all my Chris Stapleton CDs and my barbecue.
You're keeping both in
there. Wow.
Yeah, and some snowflake ripped off my truck nuts, too.
Oh, man.
So I've had a bad couple weeks. But, you know, I mean, what you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I mean, you know, you get mad at first, but then you just got to accept. I mean, when it happened, I was madder than a cat getting baptized. But now, you know.
And they don't like water.
Yeah. Now I got to go back and listen to this stupid head coach I've got. Tell you what.
Man, Luka.
That guy's dumb. He's dumb, George. He's
Is
dumb.
It?
If brains were leather, he wouldn't have enough to saddle a June bug. That's for God's sake.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a hot take on your head coach.
Well, I mean, you know what you're going to do. Anyway,
what are you going to do?
George.
Well, I guess you can't play tonight, but good luck in the future.
No, I can't play tonight. These refs have it after me. Anyway. All right.
We'll see you.
See you, Luca.
There goes Luca. Wow. Boy, he is Texan now.